Well, I think that you've got a very evocative frame of reference with Benga. And that's why it's so popular, and that's why it's had such a big effect. And the reason people like it, I think, is that it moves you away from a highly rationalistic notion of competence, decontextualized lists of, what people should or shouldn't do. So learning in the workplace was a matter of, learning these competencies. Now, what Wenger's done is said, well, it doesn't really happen like that. It's a much more evolving enculturation type of thing, and that the knowledge resources that people need are much broader than just technical knowledge resources and so on. The problem for me is that there are so many boundary issues and problems with Wenger. What exactly is the unit of analysis? Most of the time we're dealing with hundreds of different communities of practice. So we, in a way, we need to have a great deal of certainty about the core unit. Now, if you say it's practice, for example, then you can't find it in Wenger. You have to kind of quote 3 pages of descriptors. If many of them very evocative, but it's very difficult to pin it down. What I like about the Guedesian definition, he wasn't the least bit interested in communities of practice. Never, well, he was writing 15 years before, so he didn't know anything about communities of practice. But the concept of practice is very undeveloped. There's another guy called Resnick, who is also writing very similar to Giddens, actually, as it happens. Now, Giddens was coming at it from a structure and agency point of view. How do you explain behavior in a society? And the notion of practice acts as a kind of a mediation between agency doing things and the structures within which people do them, and the notions of systemness as well. So, it for me, it sort of tightened it up a bit, and you've got the evocativeness of Wenger with perhaps a little bit more conceptual clarity with Giddens, even though they come from completely different stables. But operationally, I think if you bring them together in that sort of diagram, that cyclical development of learning in the workplace, then they do integrate reasonably well.